For CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube, I'm your host, Maureen Tillen Teasdale, and today in the booth we have Holly Daub with us, and Holly is involved with, a series of projects to help the earthquake victims of Nepal. So welcome, Holly. How did you get involved in this project?
It was following a trip that I did to Nepal that was financed by Bishop's University. Well, when I first got involved, basically it was an idea after the earthquake occurred. I wanted to do something to help out Nepal because I had made friends over there.
Okay, so you went to study actually over there. You're majoring in religion, you said?
Yes, I'm in religion at Bishop's University.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to study there in 2014 thanks to a BEST project with the university. So I was there for 9 weeks and made many friends there, as you know, as much foreign friends as locals, and became very attached to the region. So when I heard about this earthquake through the news, I was completely devastated and was hoping to be able to do something to help. So I was kind of, because I was on my own, I didn't know how I could do anything, you know, as a person alone. So I contacted the Hope Community Church to see if they would be willing to create some kind of partnership and help with the efforts that I want to help put together this project.
Okay, so when was the earthquake exactly?
This was on the 25th of April.
This year?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you were over there studying, were you just studying or were you doing some projects with the local people?
Actually, when I was there, I did some studies. I was studying for 9 weeks, but I also did community work while I was over there with Shen Pen, which is an organization. They help out many different projects that are going on in Nepal. You know, they either support orphanages with food.
Mm-hmm.
They put up medical camps for street children. They help also with elderly women. They do a multitude of things there.
Okay.
So I helped out during my time there with that organization. So I got to do a little bit of everything, and mm-hmm. went like to Children's Hospital in the Burn Ward. And
okay. Know. Okay, so you really got close to the local people.
Yes, so I really got close to the community there, and actually was even a little sad to leave when it was time to leave. So you can imagine exactly how I felt when I did hear about the earthquake, being here and not being able, mm-hmm. you know, to contact people and to see if they're okay. It took a while before I found out that, you know, most of my friends, they were in a region that wasn't as damaged as some of the remote villages were completely destroyed. And there's thousands, I think it was 10,000 lives that were lost.
Wow.
And it's, I would say probably, I don't know how many were left homeless, but it is many, many thousands of people. It's a very big deal. The earthquake was like of a magnitude of 7.8, and which already destroyed a lot. And was it 2 weeks? On the 12th of May, there was an aftershock of 7.3.
Okay.
So buildings that were already, you know, quietly mm-hmm. shooken up were destroyed that day. And even, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, there was one village, they're still experiencing aftershocks.
That's amazing.
From this. Yeah.
Okay.
So, right now, the political situation is difficult also, which isn't helping for reconstruction efforts or getting just the basic necessities in Nepal, like India. Mm-hmm. Most of the basic necessities come from India, and right now there's trouble at the borders. So people aren't receiving basic necessities like food and fuel products are not coming in also. So it's making efforts even more difficult. There's a lot of people that their lives are at stake right now.
Okay, so definitely they need help.
Yeah.
So you became involved then, and you said through which organization?
This was just basically a personal initiative that I took on.
Mm-hmm.
And I contacted the Hope Community Church to see if they would be willing to, you know, help out with fundraising, mm-hmm. or if they'd be willing to talk to the community about what I wanted to do. And they put me in contact with a couple from Lennoxville here, which is Melissa Blandford and her husband Amar Rawal, who is from Nepal himself. So the church put me in contact with this couple. And I spoke with them about, you know, what I wanted to do, and that I wanted to do something on a short term to bring short term relief, but as well to establish something that would be of long term support to Nepal.
Exactly, because as you said, they're going to have to rebuild.
They're going to have to rebuild. It's mm-hmm. it's already the country has very, very little resources to start off with.
Mm-hmm.
This is a country that doesn't even have electricity like all day long. They only have during certain periods of the year. Sometimes it can be 8 hours per day. Sometimes like tools, they don't have tools like we have here. They don't mm-hmm. have machinery. They don't have equipment like we have here. So even the idea of rebuilding, it's going to take years and years and years before, you know, they get back to where they were before.
Mm-hmm.
Many years.
Definitely makes you appreciate your own lifestyle here.
We are very, very advantaged here. We're very privileged. It's a poor country to start off with. They would have need. They need help. They need assistance. They needed it prior to the earthquake. There's so many children in orphanages because parents don't have the money to feed them. There's kids that are as young as 7 or 8 years old. They're living on their own on the streets, tending to themselves. You know, they're sleeping among street dogs and to keep warm in the winter. It's a very, very it's devastating to spend time there and to see how much help is needed. And with this, you know, with the earthquake that happened, it just makes things like, you know, out of all places that an earthquake could have hit,
mm-hmm.
It hit a place that already was in a very, I'm trying to find the word.
A bleak situation,
yes,
definitely,
yes.
So definitely a place needing help. So is this one of your first projects to help the victims?
I had, last weekend we had a through the Bishop's Religion Association, mm-hmm. we hosted a film screening, to raise, some funds.
Okay.
That was last Friday. So that was like that was a beginner. But this is going to be the first,
really big,
big fundraiser. Okay. Yeah.
So this is a spaghetti supper coming up at the Hope Community Church located. It's right on the corner of College and Queen in Lennoxville 102. And it's on November 21st. That's a Saturday. And it's a spaghetti supper with all the fixings, I guess.
Yeah.
And it starts at 5 and it goes to 8, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. $10 a person, and for children 10 years old and under, it's $5.
Oh. Yeah, that's it. So right now, the efforts are to buy blankets because the cold weather is coming, and there's thousands and thousands of people that are living in tents right now.
Okay.
Or like temporary shelters that are made just out of like tin, you know, pieces of tin that are mm-hmm. put together. So that's our aim for the moment. People can look up on our Facebook page.
Okay, you have a Facebook page?
Yeah. The project's name mm-hmm. is the Namaste Project.
Okay, could you spell that? Namas?
Yep, T-E.
T-E.
So Namaste Project.
Okay, so just look that up on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay, and is there another place, a website or anything, or just the Facebook?
Temporarily, that's what we've started with. We will be having a socio fundraiser through mm-hmm. On internet too. There will be web pages, but everything will be posted on the Facebook on the Facebook page. And
great. Yeah. Any other fundraisers coming up in the future? Or?
I'm looking forward. I'd really like to be able to have a Valentine's Day dance,
mm-hmm.
But that's still in the process of
right.
planning and yeah.
Okay.
But we want to have things going pretty much, you know, regular. Well, on a maybe every 3-4 months, you know, okay, have something going.
Good. So you mentioned not only helping with their immediate needs, but also helping long-term,
long-term
to rebuild.
Yeah, we'd like to be able to create a fund that will help in the efforts, reconstruction efforts, and help for sustainable development also, because it's one thing to, you know, to hand out money or to hand out mm-hmm. blankets, but it's another thing to be able to give them the tools necessary to be able to take care of themselves after, you know.
Right. So, yeah. And you say raising money for blankets. Now, are you going to do this through the Red Cross, or who exactly distributes the blankets?
Right now, there is a mission through Hope Community Church
okay.
that is there.
Mm-hmm.
So that is our contact for this project.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after that, we don't know if it'll be through them or through another organization, but we're pretty much doing this independently to make sure that there's not too many intermediates,
right.
so that
mm-hmm.
the money gets to where it's needed and not filtered and, you know, to help pay for
mm-hmm.
Salaries or things like that.
Exactly.
We want the money to go directly to the people, and this is the way that... that we found to do it. I know a few, well, I made a few friends mm-hmm. there in Nepal, so I have contacts there. Melissa's husband also is from mm-hmm. there, so he has mm-hmm. family in contact there also. So, you know, we can make sure that the money does get directly to the people and not...
Good.
Yeah.
That's really important too.
Yes, yeah. That is. That was, good. I think that was, for me, that was a priority to be able to not just raise money, but to make sure that money gets directly to the people and not...
Exactly.
Not being filtered. Yeah.
Not through middle people. Good. Do you have any plans yourself to go back to Nepal?
I'm hoping. I'd really love to go back. The sooner the better.
Okay.
But, of course, a trip to Nepal, once you're there, it's fairly cheap,
mm-hmm.
but to get there, the plane ticket is extremely expensive, and as a student right now, I wouldn't be able to afford it, but for sure, in the future, I will be going back.
Great.
For sure.
It would be nice to go back and see
I would
your
be
efforts.
Really happy. I'm still, like, in contact with everybody.
That's great.
Yeah, I hear from them regularly, and I'm happy about that. But I would really, really like to go back and get to see everybody again. And
good, that's great. So the fundraiser, November 21st, it's a Saturday, and it's at the Hope Community Church, 102 Queen Street in Lenoxville. Delicious spaghetti supper and raising funds for blankets for the Nepal victims from the earthquake. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Holly?
No, that's fine. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. And definitely we wish you well on your efforts.
Thank you.
Bye.